Hello, everybody. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. So I'm right in the middle of completing a project that I've had on my list to do for a long time. And if I really think about it, the reason why it's been taking me so long is the uncertainty if all of the work, all of my expectations, if they're actually going to come to fruition, if it's going to have the impact that I plan, that I hope, that I think it's going to have. You know, and so I put off these projects. I'm always working on them. They're always on my list, have things written down, all these things. Oh, this is the thing that I want to do. And then by the time I get it done, I've convinced myself. I've whipped myself into a frenzy, whereas before, maybe I was uncertain that, oh, yeah, this, oh, I tell you, these guys are going to love this. This is going to help them so much. God, why wouldn't anybody not invest in this product, this teaching system, if they're committed to their bodybuilding and training efforts? And so it's almost just the exact opposite, all right, that I got to hurry up and I have to get this done. And, you know, if I think about it, I've thought that about 1,000 times throughout business, throughout life, all the things that I've gone out and I've done. And, you know, that's okay because, you know, life isn't about, you know, having a high batting average, so to speak, that, you know, 9 out of the 10 things that you do are just massive successes. How it really works is that, you know, you try as many things as you can. You give them your effort. You do your best work, right? And it's that home run. It's that big hit, that grand slam, that one. That's what makes you legendary. That's what makes an amazing life. And then if you hurry up and, I don't know, do 10 or 15 things, you get the one amazing victory. You hurry up and do 20, 30, 40, you got 3 or 4 amazing victories. And if you look at people who are successful in life, you know, they're remembered for those amazing victories. And if you were to look closer, there's so many defeats or so many things they got so excited about completing and doing that actually they never met anyone's expectations, not even their own. All right. And I just thought about, you know, that process. Okay, here I go again. Oh, this is the one. You know, I thought about it, though. There aren't too many things in my life that I wish I would have waited longer, or I did that too soon. And I don't even care if they didn't turn out the way that I wanted to. In fact, if I look back on my life, there are most things that I should have done a lot sooner. Whether I succeeded or I failed. Now, think about that. Even if I failed, even if things didn't turn out the way that I wanted, it's like you hurry up and get that out of the way instead of it's just sitting in your mind, oh, yeah, someday I'm going to do this, someday I'm going to do this. You have to hurry up, do it, give it your best shot, put it out there so that you get that out of the way so your mind can think of the next thing instead of it just being log jam with all these things that you say you're going to do. And again, if I look back on my life, I mean, I should have gotten married sooner. knowing what I know now, I should have started Mass Machine Nutrition sooner. A lot of things that I've got going on, I can all look back and I can go, wow, you know, I should have jumped in there a lot sooner. Again, succeed, fail, whatever it is, instead of just always saying, I'm going to do that someday. That's why it's really important, you know, for me. Earlier in the week, I asked on Facebook, do you guys write things down? What do you have to do for the day? And that's also for the week, for the month. And I have all these lists of things that I say that I'm going to do. And a lot of times they're on that list for months and months and months. But, you know, I keep all these lists. I keep all these things written down on my boards. And I look back over time and I see, wow, I chipped away at that. But I got to take action sooner. Hurry up. Put the best effort in there. Now, I'm not saying just throw out garbage, but hurry up and get things done. And what about you? What about you? Are there things that you say you're going to do and you're just waiting for the perfect time? Again, you know, that's another thing. There is no perfect time. I know, to start your business, you know, I started Mass Machine Nutrition right in the middle of Great Recession, worldwide recession. You know, why would I even start it then if I were just to look at the logical facts? You know, when is the right time to do, you know, anything? You think about it. Even doing this morning podcast, something that I really want to do, a way of connecting with you. You know, with a baby coming any day now, you know, I said, oh, I'm going to wait. And I've been saying that. Okay, I'm going to wait until this, the video series that I'm starting, getting more active on YouTube, another way to connect with you guys. You know, I'm getting all that set up behind the scenes. Instead of waiting, you know, everybody's talking about how you're never going to get any sleep, you know, when the baby comes and everything like that. And I tell you, that's what everybody says, something I'm really kind of fearful for. You know, I don't sleep that much, and what that's going to be like, even with less sleep. But anyway, there's never a right time. I just said, hey, I'm just going to jump into this. But again, what is it for you? What do you just need to jump in to, whether you succeed or you fail? You got to just get in there and do it. I know with bodybuilding training, a question that or a statement or a thought that has been common with the people in my circles, really during my, you know, entire business career in fitness, as a coach, as a motivator, as a mentor, someone wants to enter a contest, a bodybuilding contest, right? That's what they come to me for, right? Or they did over the years. And now there's physique contests, and now there's more women involved, right? And it's like they want to enter a contest, and they're waiting for more muscle, or they want to know more about the process. And it's just like what I'm talking about in life. You know, you have to just set a date and just go for it. Because this is the reason why you can't just sit back for the perfect time. All right? Because you are a powerful being. All right? You are a powerful being. You have all these talents and abilities and resources that are available to you. All the things that you've learned, all the people you potentially can come in contact to inspire you, like our new ritual here, this morning connection, or to learn from. They're all out there. How you manage your time, how you manage your energy, where you spend your time talking, is it productive? Is it taking you where you want to go? Or because you have this extra time, you know, are you, you know, investing in places maybe you shouldn't, right? You have all these talents, abilities, and resources. Where are you directing them? And without that goal, without jumping in, I will get this done by this period of time, and this is going to work out for me, and you convince yourself that it will, whether it does work out, or whether or not it takes you 3 months just to get going, but you keep on pressing yourself, you're not going to use all of those talents, those abilities, those resources, until you have to. So if you just keep on putting it off, you'll never manage your time and your resources and the people. You'll never make it happen until you just jump in there. And I'll tell you something, pressure, fear of failure, putting your butt on the line, telling everybody that you're going to get something done, it's a great motivator in addition to all the great things that can happen. I really believe that we are motivated by both pleasure, all the great things that can happen, but also, you know, pain. And fear a lot of times that, you know, God, what's going to be like? How am I going to feel if I go one more month or one more year and I didn't do anything? I didn't take any steps to doing what I said I was going to do with my life, right? So there is never a right time. It's not the time that's going to make the things in life for you happen. It's not the timing. It is you. It is you and using all those talents and resources, all right? The people in your life, that personal power. That's by far the most important factor other than timing, right? An analogy I would use is, you know, a lot of people say, hey, what about this training routine, Skip, or that training routine? I got to make sure that I have the best training routine. And one thing that I always say is that, you know what? If you apply yourself, you move forward, you keep on pushing forward, all right? You monitor yourself, all right? It's the training routine is, there are training routines that are more effective than others. There's no doubt about that, all right? But if you are a person who's determined, who's going to push through, who's going to make it happen, is goal-oriented, you can make any training routine work. And even if it doesn't work on a scale from 1 to 10 as a 10 right from the beginning, you'll push yourself and you'll learn from the experience to make a 7 and get everything out of it, and that will put you on your way to finding the one that is going to work for you at a 10 level, right? So it's not the training routine. It's the person implementing the training routine. You know, someone, they'll ask me all the time. I have it on Facebook, and it's like, hey, Skip, what do I need to build my biceps, right? What's the routine? Give me the perfect routine to build my biceps. Hey, look, you know, dumbbell curls, barbell curls, hammer curls, right? 3 sets, 6 sets, 6 repetitions to 8, 8 to 10, 10 to 12, right? You know, it doesn't matter if you don't execute that exercise properly, or if you're not focused, you don't show up on a consistent basis, if you don't back it up with proper nutrition. So is it the routine, or is it the person using the routine, right? So is it the perfect time and situation that's going to determine your success that maybe you have in your mind, or is it you committing and not worrying about the timing? It's you committing and just deciding this is what you're going to do, right? So think about that. Hey, give me some feedback. Is there something in your life? Write it down here on Facebook, on the bodybuilding.com message board, on Twitter. Retweet, share if you're liking these morning connections that we have here, right? But write down, give me some feedback. Let's make this a real connection, and tell me something that you've been putting off that you definitely want to get going, get doing. You know, it's about 5:30 here in the morning on the West Coast, and give a shout out to Mass Machine Joy. Very active on the message boards. You know, she's linked, her Facebook page is linked up on mine. Check it out. Just won her IFBB Pro card in women's physique a few weeks ago. Now she's suffering from an injury. She's recovering from a little bicep tear. And, you know, she documented her whole journey. So for her, you know, during this downtime, she's going to get this ebook written about her contest journey. You know, there's no right time, whether you're recovering in the hospital from a bicep injury, whatever it is, right? So, you know, Joy would write down, I am going to get this contest prep journey, this ebook done in 3 months or whatever it is. What is it for you? What is it for you? Write it down right now underneath this podcast, all right? So, hey, that's our morning connection for this morning. Have an amazing day. And let's connect again tomorrow. Hey, thanks for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you for liking, sharing, tweeting, retweeting, getting the word out.